Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Forge D20's Thrones. I'm your host, Hunter, once again joined by my co-host, Zach, and my other co-host slash player, Parker. We are so, so excited to, once again, get underway with our adventure, pick up from where we last left off. Just for a quick recap, we made it to the sort of de facto base of the orcs that Hatheron has been hunting all this time, the ones that we agreed to help him defeat. During this escapade, things go a little sideways. We managed to defeat the orcs, but the agreement with Hatheron falls apart once we get to dealing with the rest of the orcs that are not combats, the elderly, the women, the children, the party members. Daedalus and Alistair decide they've seen enough and they've had enough. Alistair steps in between Hatheron and the orcs. Hatheron strikes Alistair, and thus a melee begins between Daedalus, Hatheron, and Alistair. The two, Hatheron and Daedalus, they take a tumble off of this de facto lighthouse sort of island, and they disappear. They wash up on the shoreline shortly there later, whereas Alistair is left on the lighthouse alone, where he came face to face with his patron for the first time in quite a while, many years. The patron told him that Alistair can earn his freedom, that a messenger will come to him soon, an envoy, someone not only to keep an eye on Alistair, but someone to give him his missions, tell him what he must do in order to free himself from servitude of Shivarat, being bound to him. Back on the beachhead, Hatheron washes up ashore, dragging Daedalus' unconscious body with him. Daedalus awakened shortly thereafter. The two of them came to terms on what befell them before. Their mistrust has now been sort of eased between the two of them. They now have an understanding and respect for one another, their morals, their values, where they stand. But they are also wondering where Alistair is, which is where we will pick up. Alistair, you're currently wandering down the gated pathway that led to the lighthouse, that sort of defunct pier docking area, right? Shortly before this, the orc chieftain that had survived somehow from falling from the top of the lighthouse, that ambushed you, you were able to diplomatically resolve the situation between the two of you, and he left to go find the remnants of his tribe. As you've been wandering down this dock, this pier, you see in the distance on the beachhead a fire. About 250, 300 yards away, you can see a fire in the distance. It looks like two silhouettes, two bodies. You can't quite make it out, but you have a feeling of who it might be. But you can see a clear fire in some sort of defunct campsite. What is it that you wish to do?
So, upon seeing this sight of the campfire and the two figures, Alistair, with the assumption that this could be his friend who chucked off his orc comrade off of a cliff after a bit of a disagreement, Alistair is going to sprint as fast as he can for this 200 to 300 yards to this fire.
Hatheron, you see in the distance, Daedalus's back is to the sort of pier area that connects to the lighthouse. You can see his back is turned to it, but you look over Daedalus's shoulder, and you two have been sitting in the quiet near the fire, just kind of warming yourselves amidst the cold. You can see in the distance what looks to be a figure running towards you. It's about 150, 125, now 100 yards away from you. Is there anything you wish to say or do?
He's going to kind of point and then tell Daedalus, I think he's coming.
Daedalus turns his shoulder and looks over, and he sees the figure approaching in the distance. Daedalus then turns his body to face this complete direction rather than just his head and awaits. Alistair, you're rapidly approaching. You're now 75, 50. 25, 10 yards away, and now you're slowing down to a sort of walking pace.
So you guys are
Alive. Oh, good. Oh. Alistair slumps down to a tree that's nearby. He's just covered in sweat and is breathing heavily. He is tired because he is clearly still not in optimal shape.
Yes, we, Hathoron and I have come to an understanding, so to speak.
An understanding. So we're not killing any more orc women and children, right?
Not for now, at least. We need to go kill a dragon now.
Just the three of us.
Well, you don't expect me to do it myself, do you?
No. But is three really going to be enough?
Me and him could probably do it. How big is it?
Fucking big?
The only survivor of the dragon attack on the fort spoke of the dragon as being easily the size of a large building. If you know what an inn is, I assume a typical inn being two stories around there. It is a large dragon. And it is angry. Alistair, what happened back at the lighthouse? Was there anyone left?
Alistair lets out a brief sigh. Finally, kind of getting his bearings back after his prolonged sprint down to this fire. Well, the orc chieftain was still alive.
Where'd he go?
We had a bit of a discussion. I was in no shape to fight. He was in no shape to fight. We came to a temporary truce. He went to go search for the rest of his tribe.
Fuck.
I will say, he may be a foe we encounter again, and we may have to dispatch of him. But for now, I'm just glad I came out with my life. However, I do want to come clean about something. I've hid it from you all for too long, and Hathoron, you had a point. I have been lying. I met my patron for the first time in 4 years. He showed up. He told me he's going to send someone in a couple days. To, I don't know, send his messages, tell me to do things, to get out of my pact.
You see, Daedalus kind of slowly leans back on the stump he's sitting on. He kind of situates himself. You mean that the being that grants you your powers is willing to give you your freedom in exchange for some form of payment? You have to do something for him.
Correct.
These will not be savory things, you know this.
I understand. But devils are bound by their word.
See, Daedalus kind of looks down at the ground for a moment. It is good that you can earn your freedom, Alistair, but it is troubling to think of what he might do or ask of you to gain your freedom. You are the heir to an entire veil of people.
You're right.
You are a powerful asset. And for you to be free would mean getting something even better in return. I struggle to think of what he might ask of you. It cannot be good. To earn your freedom, to free your soul, you may have to taint it. Is that something you're willing to do, though?
Can I be honest with you? It depends on what it is. If he asks me to hurt innocent people, I would not do it. If he asked me to help hurt someone who might deserve it, I would do it. If he needed some sort of item, I would grab it. But in the end, I'm always going to do what's best for the people. And if that means I have to go against my word with this devil, I will. I will be bound by chains forever if that is what it is required of me, because I believe in doing the greater good.
Daedalus nods agreeingly. Your conviction is strong, Alistair. It is a quality of yours that I've always thought your strongest. Your willingness to do the right thing. You may well yet be able to earn your freedom. Maybe we find a way. And if not, fuck him. Alistair. There may be some other way.
Alistair nods. If there is a will, I will always find a way.
You mentioned, and you see Daedalus kind of like apprehensively goes to speak up about this. You mentioned the Orc chieftain.
Mm-hmm.
He has to die.
I know.
We may not be able to keep every bit of that bargain to Hathorn, but we owe it to him.
You're right.
So whether we kill this dragon first or we kill him, come the Nine Hells, come the Abyss, we must find the chieftain again. In dispatch of him.
I understand.
But the rest of the tribe, I care not.
Hathorn, I will keep my word to you. We will both do so.
Daedalus. Yep, Daedalus turns and nods in agreement.
Hathorn's gonna look at you both. He's in an incredible like headspace right now. He's having a physical mental conflict. You can see it written on his face, the confusion, because part of him is incredibly angry at not only the chieftain living, but also what he felt like was promised to him not being kept. But he also has a new opportunity that he's never been presented with before. And maybe there's a different way to go about things. So he's going to look at you both. If any orc is a threat to any innocent being, I'm going to kill them. And if either of you get in my way, I'll kill you too. But if they're not a threat, I can hold. and wait. Daedalus has opened my perceptions to the opportunity. He believes that you, Alistair, are in the makings of being a great leader and someone who could, quote unquote, change the world. I think I would like to help you do that, as long as it fulfills itself.
Alistair nods upon hearing what Hathron says, and it resonates with him. Quote unquote, change the world. How he's going to do it, he has no idea. But he knows with two allies by him side, it becomes a little easier each day. And he looks at Hathron and Daedalus with a softness in his eyes. I agree. Any orc that is a threat to any innocent person must die. And I will give you my word. I will help you kill any orc that does so. And I appreciate you withholding your, well, bloodlust, I guess you could say, for orc kind, if they are not harming innocents. And I would greatly appreciate it. And I appreciate the kind words. Thank you, Daedalus, Hathron.
I have a question.
Yes?
How did the devil come to you, or did you come to the devil?
The devil came to me. The lighthouse had got cold, a little misty, fitting for a being from the fifth layer of hell. But he approached me. He's been following me since we've left the manor, Daedalus.
Why did he come now?
Probably sees a vulnerability within me, as all devils are filthy fucking vultures.
Can we kill it?
Anything can be killed if you're strong enough.
Oh, trust me, I'm aware.
He may be onto something.
That might be the easier option than serving it one more time.
I agree. I would love to kill him. In fact, it would be justice served. But I don't think I'm strong enough to beat someone of his caliber yet. And I think, with some training, and even killing this dragon, I'll be one step closer.
Daedalus looks at you, Alistair. How did the pact come to be?
Alistair looks away for a moment and tries to gather his thoughts. It was 4 years ago, on my 14th birthday. It was just another day for the Darkheart family. We were getting ready to celebrate the festivities. And that tree, Daedalus, you remember the great tree in Darkvale. I heard whispering coming from it. I went to go check it out myself. And the voice called me. It seemingly possessed my body in a way. And I walked through the tree. And I woke in a fiery hellscape, which I presume to be the first layer of hell. Watching the blood war firsthand, it was a horrendous sight. I was a scared 14-year-old little boy. I knew no better. I ran. I ran as far away as I could. And then I was cornered by some sort of disgusting creature. And Shivrat, my patron, he saved my life. I took notice to his magic and I asked him about it. And he told me that I could have this power. And I told him, wow, I would give my mind, body, and soul to have a power like that. And he told me, it is done.
You see Daedalus's face kind of scrunches as you sit, as you said the words mind, body, and soul. You see him grimace and look away from you. And he shakes his head. You didn't know. You didn't know at all.
Alistair shakes his head.
Is that when you came back? And then Daedalus looks at you once more, and he looks deep into your eyes, as if right to your very soul. He made you do it.
I woke up with my family's fucking sword in my hand, and their fucking bodies were strewn out like fucking pigs. Alistair starts to break down and cry. Fucking sobbing.
Daedalus gets up and slowly walks over and takes a knee at your side and puts his hand on your shoulder and just lets you cry for a moment. I'm sorry. I never believed you could have done it. And we will somehow prove that this, the truth, what you've told me, we will clear your name. I'm sorry about your family. That's awful.
Hathron interrupts. And he's looking down at the fire after hearing Alistair's story. And he says, My first kill was my sister, my father's daughter. She would poke me with a spear in the cage they kept me in. One day, my father put her in the cage. When I finally realized what I was doing, I had squeezed her head so tight, her eyes popped out. I'm sorry if I've treated you too harshly.
It's okay. We've all have different experiences in life. Makes up think in weird, fucked up ways. Because I know that you're just as fucked up as me, and Daedalus is just as fucked up as me. We're all fucked up. But we can be better. We can make this world better. Alistair breathes. I'm sorry that you were treated so cruelly by your sister and father, Hathron. I actually have a question for you, Daedalus. Your fire breath.
You see after. Oh, sorry.
You're fine. Your fire breath. You told me you'd hoped to never use it again. And now I understand that you were a slave. How does that correlate with one another, and do they? Please, I would like to know.
You see Daedalus. His face turns sour, and you see what looks to be water swelling in his eyes. He sighs, and he stands up for a moment and turns towards the fire and takes his place back at the stump. It is difficult to speak about. But if you wish to hear and you have the time, I will. You both have given your truths, I will give you mine. But please, do not judge me. Do not think less of me. I am not the same person I was then. You see, he struggles to keep his composure even in this moment. Hathoron knows this. You may not, but it is common in many orc tribes and cultures for them to name their slaves. Some are lucky. They're named Dog, Rat. The truly lucky ones, they are named Lunch or Dinner. Their suffering ends the quickest. And then there are others. There are those who are less than dogs, than horses, than pigs. Than fucking rats. I was named Worm. And you see a tear come down Daedalus's eye. I was there. Target practice. Their sparring partner. Their plaything. I was born into slavery. It is all I know of my early childhood. Whether I hatched there or I was stolen and taken there from my birth parents, I do not know. But for years I was tortured. And enslaved. One night, a woman came to the camp, a foreigner. She perform this ritual. She was a shamaness, a priestess, a witch, whatever you want to call her. She was it. They performed a sacrifice. They were giving the slaves over to their god. The chained one, they spoke of him. Oblivion. They chanted that the all will return to the one. And one by one, they killed every slave until they got to me. They threw me into this fire. It burned stories high into the sky. But I did not burn. No, I felt the pain, the fire ravage my body, but I did not burn. Instead, the fire coalesced around me. It turned from the flames of hell itself to this noxious green smog. The fire's putrescent. The fumes sickened me. And I had felt pain unimaginable, even to a slave, even to a worm. They dragged me out of the fire. They peeled my scales. And then you see Daedalus starts violently ripping off what remains of his plate armor. And they did this to me. And he shows his brand to the both of you. And you see for the first time in clear vision in front of you a sort of burnt into the more fleshy bits of Daedalus. There is some scale that is regrown, but it's very patchy. You can see many burn marks. And you can see this sort of imprinted burn into his skin of a swirling vortex with many chains grasping out different lengths chaotically. They branded me. They marked me with this. What it means, I do not know. When they threw me back in the cage that night, I did not want to find out. I escaped. Another slave. Someone had saw. Someone that was to be spared as well. Too important of a servant. They helped me get my escape. And I did. I found a small village, a family, a man, a woman, and a son. They found me on the edge of their farm, dehydrated, on the verge of death, collapsed, and they took me in. They cared not that I was a slave. They cared not that I was a dragonborn, a worm. That's what I told them my name was. Could you imagine? A boy. My name is Worm, I told them. They gave me my name. My father. He gave me this name. He read to my brother and I a story of a king in gold. You see, my brother, he was born different. He could not use his legs as well as the rest of us. But my brother saw that king in me. He said that I should be named after that king in the story for my golden scales. He was my world. I thought I was safe. That life could be beautiful. That I could have a family. And I was foolish. I went one day with my father and my brother to the market. Something I'd never done before. It was many years later. I was no more than 13 at the time. I had just started to grow into being a man. When we went to the market, there was someone there. They recognized me. My scales. A golden dragonborn. Green eyes. He ripped my shirt from me and revealed my brand. And he knew who I was. He was one of the slavers. My family and I, we ran back to the farm, but it was too late. It wasn't much more than a few hours later they'd come. They found us. There was one orc in particular, their leader. You see, when I escaped, there was one obstacle. Him. He caught me and he tried to stop me. And for the first time in my life, I fought. I fought back. And I burned him. I burnt his face and I marked him. And because of that, he remembered me. He was the one who saw me in the market. And now he had come. He put the village to the torch. He put the farm to the torch. He took my father. He took my mother. And he took my brother. And I hid. And I hid. You see, Daedalus starts to cry. Like a coward. They screamed. They screamed out in pain. He made them call for me. My brother begged, pleaded for me to save him. My mother begged. But my father screamed out, no. Run. Run, my son. And I ran. I ran like a coward. And all I have left is this fucking sickle. It is all I have of them. I never went back. I never buried my father. I never buried my mother. I never buried my brother. I never got to tell them I'm sorry. I never got to have vengeance. I ran like a coward, and all I have is a sickle and a name. The name of a coward pretending to be a king in gold. You see, Daedalus just slumps down on the stump and begins sobbing, his taloned hands clasping over his face. That is why I don't. Why I didn't use my firebrand. Because the last time I did it, the people I cared most about in the world were killed. And I did not want the same to happen to you, Alistair. But I was... You see him try to regain his composure for a moment. But I was not going to let Atheron hurt you. in that moment, I saw my chance to stick up for people I care about again. And so I did it. I burned him. And whilst I regret it, I regret hurting someone I consider an ally. I don't regret breaking that oath I took long ago, because it was to protect my brother. That is why I did not use my fire breath. That is why Hathoron knows I'm a slave, because I am a slave. I'm a worm.
Alistair, in this moment, consoles Daedalus similarly to how he consoled him when he gave his speech. And Alistair, being the empathetic individual that he is, cries upon hearing this story. Daedalus, you're not a coward. Your own father told you to run. All you did was listen. They were looking out for you. They loved you. And you protected them, my brother. I'm so sorry you had to go through that. It seems like the three of us, all we know is fucking pain. And I'm sick and tired of seeing it in this world. It has to end. It has to end. I'm so sorry.
Daedalus places a hand on your shoulder. You need not to apologize to me. You asked for the truth. I hid it for far too long. I am thankful that I was able to share this. You both, points at Hathoron and points at you, Alistair, are the first souls that have heard of my past. It is something that I intended to take to the grave with me. But there is some peace that comes with sharing this. Is there anything else that either of you need to speak of to me, ask of me? Because if you are, ask it now.
I'm okay.
You've said enough.
I have. I will say but one more thing. I meant it when I said that you can change the world, Alistair. You are gifted in ways that Hathoron and I are not. We may be great warriors, but we are not diplomats. I may be an aspirant knight, but I am not a lord. We can help you change the world. But it will be you who sits the throne. It is our dream together. I've shared this with you. But it is you who will be Lord. We believe in you. I believe in you. It all begins with this dragon. We go back to Phandalin. We gather what allies we have. We gather our resources. and we go find him and we kill him. What do you say?
I say let's kill that fucking dragon.
Daedalus looks at Hathron and you.
I made a promise to you both. That dragon will die.
Daedalus nods. And that is where we will end our session tonight. I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight, or today, whenever you're listening. I know it's a bit shorter session, but heavier. Things have been shared amongst the party. When we come back and we return to the next session of our campaign, we'll be returning back to the town of Fendalen, and the party will begin preparations for their climactic showdown with the dragon of the Storm Coast. And finally, I want to say thank you to our patrons, Melanie Draws, Melanie Cutchalone, Anakin Gross. We love you all so much. We really appreciate all that you do for us. And if you'd like to become a sponsor, check us out on Patreon. Zach, is there any announcements you want to make?
Yeah. One second. I'm gonna give you guys some information. So I do have some big news for you guys. Forge D20 is officially partnering with NegDog Championship Wrestling for their first show, Music and Mayhem, at Circle S Barbecue in Hudson, Florida. Hold on, I need to pull up the show information. You guys can, in the description below for this podcast, it'll take you to an Eventbrite page where you will be able to use code Forger at checkout to get a brief discount. The show is on Saturday, January 25th in 2025. It's going to be filled with music, pro wrestling, and much more. So make sure you guys check out NegDog Championship Wrestling on Facebook. And I hope to see you at the show if you're a local. Otherwise, that's all I have for today, everybody. We thank you for joining us, and take it easy.